Welcome to another Femdom podcast by Miss Rachel, where I share special fantasies, advice, and kinks with you, the Enchantrix Empire family. Enjoy. Imagine it. You've settled in, as instructed, for an evening of Netflix or completing a few chores, or whatever else you do when you're unwinding after work or on a lazy weekend in. You've often heard me say, participate, don't anticipate. But it's so hard not to anticipate just when the large butt plug in your ass will start to vibrate. Consider it an alarm clock of sorts. When it goes off, you call Miss Rachel so that I can enjoy your moans of arousal and perhaps, if you're lucky, your guttural ejaculations as you experience your first assgasm. Or maybe that remote-controlled vibrating ass plug or prostate toy will be but a cog in the machine of an extended tease and denial session between you and I. Perhaps you will appear on Skype for me, so that I can watch you writhe and enjoy your moans at the same time. Maybe you'll decide to really treat yourself and get both the stroke sleeve and one of the anal toys, and you'll never know which part of you I plan to stimulate from miles and miles away, or whether I'll do so long enough to let you come. If you're one of my chastity pets, I imagine it would be both convenient and loads of fun to milk your prostate without physically being there. Not to mention, I may just get to experience true coerced orgasm play with a submissive who purchases one or more of these toys for our time together. But this isn't just a fantasy, fuck slut. This isn't hypothetical, tease toy. We can really do this. Now, you'll either need some fairly deep pockets or the ability to save up along with the willingness to invest in this kind of fun. Because there's only one line of toys that allows us to make fantasy a reality, that I know of at least. Curious? I don't need to ask if you're horny, because aren't you always? But are you curious? Well, fantasizing is free, and so is taking a trip to my blog at sensual-dom.com. Looking at the links at the top of the page, finding the one that says anal play and cock teasing remote controlled by Miss Rachel, clicking on it, and taking a look for yourself. Look, I don't even watch television, and part of the reason for that is that I hate commercials. I know what this sounds like. But if the idea didn't turn me on so much, and I didn't think that this was exactly the kind of session-enhancing fun that some of you have been looking for as long as I have, I wouldn't mention it. So many of you are obedient enough that you'll work whatever toys you've got the way I tell you to, without the need for my remote control. But there's always that element of you having a choice. If you'd like to remove that bit of control to make the connection between the two of us in a femdom phone sex session just that much more real. It appears that there's at least one way that we can. This has been another Femdom podcast by Miss Rachel. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to discuss the themes or topics that you've heard in this or any of my podcasts, please feel free to get in touch. You can certainly leave a comment below. You can send me an email at rachel@enchantrixempire.com. You can get in touch via Skype chat, Enchantrix Rachel, all one word, all lowercase. Or if you need a more immediate interaction, feel free to see if I'm available for a session. You can reach me at 1-800-356-6169. Goodbye now.